Today, property market takes an early break as prices ease. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, the latest auction clearance rates confirm what we already knew. The traditionally busy spring selling season is ending in a whimper as it falls to the lowest this year amid weak buyer demand. Of course, clearance rates are a poor proxy for market health, but the low quality of many listed properties combined with over-aggressive pricing are part of the story. Adding expectations of higher for longer interest rates with ANZ pushing out a rate cut to May 2025, saying we are shifting our view on the start of the RBA's easing cycle from February to May. We also now only expect 2 25 basis point cuts in total, down from 3. In addition, expected falls of, say, 5% in house prices in Sydney and Melbourne next year are reinforcing the trend. Borrowing capacity is also continuing to be crimped. In addition, cost of living pressures are hitting home, with an article over the weekend covering a Redbridge survey, which said that more than 1 in 3 Australians have delayed medical treatment because of the cost of living crisis, while almost half have put off buying a home, car or other purchase. 28% of those polled say economic conditions have caused them to put off having children, while 20% say they have delayed their decision to get married. As the AFR says, this week was a big test of demand, with more than 1,000 auctions scheduled in Sydney and Melbourne and over 2,600 scheduled nationally. However, just 63.4% of homes sold under the hammer based on preliminary auction data tallied by CoreLogic. That's down from 65.3% last week. This matched the result of the first week of November, which was the lowest early clearance rate of the year. Once all the results are collected, it is expected that the final clearance rate will be below 60% for the seventh consecutive week. The auction market ended the spring selling season with a whimper, said CoreLogic research director Tim Lawless. Domain's preliminary results also mirror the decline in clearances, mirroring price falls in some markets, especially in Melbourne and Sydney. And on Monday, CoreLogic will release its monthly home value index, which will show further declines in house prices in both cities. The two leading indicators of housing prices, auction clearance rates and the amount of stock on market, suggest price drops in those cities will persist, SQM's Louis Christopher has said. Clearance rates have slumped to the low 40% range across Sydney, which historically have indicated house price falls of a moderate, potentially heavy extent, according to SQM's data. Melbourne's clearance rates have fallen to around 45%, signalling an ongoing downturn. SQM's methodology, by the way, is much more robust than some others, in my view. At the same time, stock on the market have piled up. Stock levels are running higher than at the start of the downturn of 2018 to 2019, a period where Sydney house prices fell by around 12% from peak to trough. Similarly, in Melbourne, total listings have blown out to about 42,000 dwellings, 5,000 above the long-term average, and a level that has created house price falls in the past, according to SQM. The Sydney housing market is ripe for a correction. Our leading indicators tell us it's happening, and our fair valuation models tell us it should be happening, Christopher said. Melbourne currently has a surplus of properties and the situation has deteriorated over the course of 2024, indicating ongoing weakness in the market. But we're not expecting a house price crash because there's still a considerable shortage of homes in those cities compared to underlying demand for accommodation. More than 50% of Sydney vendors withdrew their homes from auction over the past week, highlighting the weak state of the market, according to Ray White boss Dan White. Nationally, 35% of auctions scheduled by Ray White, the country's biggest estate agency, were withdrawn. Of the 51% of Sydney home prices withdrawn from auction, 18% sold prior as vendors accepted binding offers rather than risk a no-show at auctions. It just shows the lack of confidence in not taking properties to auction and where the market sits, White said. Our agents are working hard to meet vendor expectations. Adding to the gloom, more economists are forecasting a later and shallower interest rate easing cycle. Only 64% of homes sold under the hammer in Melbourne this week, based on preliminary CoreLogic numbers, down from 65% a week earlier, while Sydney recorded a 65% clearance figure, down from 68% last week. Across the smaller capitals, Brisbane recorded a 53% clearance rate, Adelaide came in at 66%, and Canberra managed 54% based on preliminary CoreLogic numbers. Domain recorded a 63% clearance rate in Sydney, 61% in Melbourne, and 6% nationally. Ray White recorded an auction day clearance rate of just 55%, having taken about 4,000 properties to auction over November. While auction numbers were up about 20%, White said that there was not the level of demand to push up prices as occurred when auction numbers surged in 2021. Clearance rates and bidders per auction have been gradually declining, he said. There's more choice for buyers who are being more stubborn and dogged in refusing to meet vendor expectations, he said. But it's not all calamitous. Prices are holding despite there being a 20% lift in stock. Top end of Melbourne's housing market, Toorak buyer David Morrell said the Grinch has come early, big time. In the past 6 months, 13 properties asking over 20 million have come to the market in Melbourne. And do you know how many have sold? None. Vendors are still high on the saddle. They've not regrouped to where the new price levels are. If they want to sell, they have to meet the market. 2024 will go down as a buyer's market, no question about that. The competitive tension is just not there now, Morrell said. So what about the future of house prices? Well, Louis Christopher's SQM Research is forecasting a 5% fall in Sydney and Melbourne in 2025 amid rising stock, high interest rates and poor affordability. In their latest boom and bust report, property prices in Canberra and Hobart are also predicted to fall by around 6% and 3% respectively, which on our measures are in overvalued territory and or experiencing slow economic growth compared to the cities and states that have enjoyed good economic growth, he said. However, once interest rate cuts do occur, we are expecting a speedy bounce in demand for Sydney and Melbourne in particular, which both is experiencing underlying housing shortages relative to the strong population growth. This may well mean that there is a good window for buyers at this time for our two largest capital cities. Sydney home values started to weaken last month, albeit marginally, falling by 0.1%, while Melbourne slipped by 0.2%, according to CoreLogic data. However, the pace of declines has increased over the 4 weeks that ended on November 24, with CoreLogic's daily index showing prices falling by 0.2% and 0.3% of the markets, respectively. By contrast, house prices in Perth, Brisbane, Adelaide and Darwin are expected to pick up steam. Perth prices are forecast to rise by up to 19%, the sharpest increase of all capital cities, followed by Brisbane with 14% growth, Adelaide with 13% and Darwin at 8%. While still the largest gains in the country, they are slower than the increases notched up so far this year. As at the end of October, Perth dwelling values had increased by 24%, Brisbane by up to 14.5%, and Adelaide by 14.8%, according to CoreLogic. We are seeing nothing in those markets that suggests an immediate price decline, Louis Christopher said. Stock levels are extremely tight. Demand is strong due to ongoing population growth, and their economies are doing well. Mr. Christopher's base case predictions, one of the four potential scenarios, assumes interest rates fall by 0.5% by the middle of next year. The forecast is all based on the assumptions that population growth is at least 500,000 over 2025 and that there are no new spikes in inflation that would trigger a rate rise or would prompt the RBA to hold off easing. In a second scenario where there is no rate cut but no surge in inflation with population still increasing by 500,000 or more, house prices in Sydney and Canberra would tumble by 8%, Melbourne by 7% and Hobart by 5%. And it would reduce Perth gains to 11%, Brisbane 9% and Adelaide 8% and Darwin 7%. Paul Bloxham, HSBC's chief economist, said the risks of a Reserve Bank not cutting interest rates has actually increased. On a core basis, the economy is still operating at probably still a bit beyond its full capacity. And with very slow declines in inflation, it will mean that the RBA can't really consider cutting interest rates anytime soon, he said. The jobs market is still at or slightly below full employment and does not appear to be loosening further at this stage. If it turns out the job market is not loosening further, then rate cuts may not happen at all. At the moment, we think there's a 25% chance that interest rates won't get cut at all in 2025. Oxford Economics senior economist Marie Kilroy said while interest rate cuts could be delayed until June next year, they would be deeper than what the market was predicting. We're expecting the RBA will slash the cash rate by a total of 1.25 percentage points to bring it back to neutral settings, she said. This will improve mortgage affordability and help price growth in the following year. And Barrenjoey's Andrew Lilly is more bullish on rate cuts, suggesting inflation will be lower sooner, saying the RBA might cut in February, though higher government spending, in my view, will push rate cuts further out than that. The bottom line is this. The property market is looking to take an early holiday at the end of 2024, and 2025 looks pretty shaky, especially in the major markets. But of course, there are many external factors that could move markets multiple ways. So buckle down, take a break, and come back next year. And before I go, two quick parish notices. Edwin's rant will be on Wednesday this week, not Monday. And I also want to draw your attention to the Renegrade seminar, which is running this week. Again, I'm going to be speaking along with Harry Dent and Tom Pannis. So join that. It's free and online.
Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.